Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Alistair Kingston.
And I'm Adam Samuel. The federal government appears to be pushing ahead with plans on a plebiscite on same-sex marriage, with $160 million set aside in last week's federal budget to fund the public vote. Social media users, politicians and advocacy groups slam the move, with Green Senator Robert Sims saying after harping on for years about a budget emergency, it's absurd the government was spending millions on the plebiscite, and that public money shouldn't be used to facilitate a hate campaign against the LGBTI community. Australian Marriage Equality's Rodney Croom says equality shouldn't cost anything, with the budget confirming how costly a plebiscite will be and wasteful given Parliament could pass marriage equality tomorrow.
In time with the federal election now confirmed for the 2nd of July, Australian Marriage Equality says it'll target more than 30 seats held by coalition MPs who oppose or are undecided on the issue of same-sex marriage. AME's Rodney Croom says that campaign aims to build support for marriage equality in the community and Parliament prior to the election. The seats to be targeted, including Hume, Indy, Moncrief and Mayo, as they have strong candidates who support equality and sitting members who can be perhaps persuaded to support it. Croom says regardless of who wins government and whether there's a plebiscite, a strong cross-party majority is needed if equality is to be achieved.
Health groups have welcomed news PrEP treatment will now be more widely available in Australia, with the Therapeutic Goods Administration approving a drug used for HIV prevention for sale. Previously, most local gay men had been sourcing the drug from overseas, but it had been a time-consuming process and cost around $100 per script. Now the drug is approved for sale in Australia, the cost won't change, but the Victorian AIDS Council's Simon Ruth says VAC would be continuing to work with other community organisations and advocates to ensure PrEP is listed on the PBS, reducing its cost to less than $40.
New York's iconic Stonewall Inn, where the modern gay rights movement took root, is said to become America's first national monument honouring the history of gays and lesbians. President Obama is reportedly preparing to sign the relevant paperwork following a public meeting in Manhattan, transferring ownership of the bar to the federal government. Since the 1969 uprising in Greenwich Village, the US has enacted anti-discrimination protections, allowed gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military, and legalised same-sex marriage nationwide.
Pop star Beyoncé has snapped into formation against North Carolina's so-called bathroom law the same day she performed a show in the state's Capitol rally. In a post on her website, Queen Bey slammed the state's anti-LGBT legislation, barring transgender people from using their preferred bathrooms, and threw support to the local advocacy group Equality NC. She says in such a controversial time, it's important to bring attention to those who are committed to being good and carrying on the message of equality.
And briefly now, there are calls for a greater understanding of the impact of suicide among Australia's Indigenous LGBTI community, with a conference in Alice Springs set to hear it's never been studied.
The directors of the most recent Captain America films say there's a strong chance gay superheroes will appear in one of Marvel's movies.
And a woman in the Philippines is hoping to fight prejudice and discrimination if she becomes the country's first trans person elected to public office.
And now with QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
A new South African rugby team have launched a campaign to challenge homophobia and stereotypes in sport. The Josie Cats held a provocative photo shoot where players were dressed up with labels like fairy or queen in order to question masculine stereotypes in sport. Player Teveshin Kuni says the team was created so that members of the gay community would have a safe place to compete.
We want to get the word out that we exist and we're an alternative space for the gay community to come and hang out. It's a great bunch of guys.
And finally, leaflets opposing the AFL's first Pride round have been distributed at a black tie fundraising dinner featuring former PM Tony Abbott. The dinner supported the re-election of local MP Kevin Andrews, but guests were greeted with flyers accusing the Saints and Swans of supporting unnatural marriage. Last month, organisers left the flyers on cars at a VFL match between Sandringham and Footscray, referencing the Australian Marriage Forum, but AMF President David Van Genn says the group were not involved. Menzies Warrandyte Young Liberals President Stephanie Ross said she had no idea the flyers had been handed out at the dinner.
Thanks, Tanya, and that's what's making LGBT headlines for another week. I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Alistair Kingston.
thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.